News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. How's everybody doing? Let me know. 437-1620. My guest this morning, Sid Williams Heath. He's the CEO of Pensacola Little Theater. And we're talking about cabaret. If you've ever been, if you know what we're talking about, stay tuned. You might learn something new about it. If you've never experienced it, oh, please stay tuned. This is going to be great. Sid, how you doing this morning? Thanks for being here.
No complaints. No complaints. We've got this good weather.
Oh, I know. It's perfect. Man, I mean, the wind died down. It's warm. The sun's out. Whenever the sun's out, I feel so much better.
I know. Well, and
I really do.
Selfishly hoping that it'll just stick around for next Saturday.
Oh, it should. It should. Hopefully our weekends will be dry. All right. So let's get right into it. Let's talk about cabaret, a grand celebration of the arts. We're celebrating the arts, of course, but more specifically, what is cabaret all about?
Absolutely. So, I mean, obviously, being a theater, we like to stir up a little drama whenever we can.
Mm-hmm.
So, cabaret, annual fundraiser, and this is nothing new. So, if you've not been to cabaret before, hopefully you'll join us this year, but we are over two decades in to a myriad of themes that we've had over the decades.
20 years, wow.
So it's an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex. So we have the Clark Family Cultural Center, and we shut down the entire first floor. That is our smaller venue, that's our big theater, our atrium, and then we also make a big block party out of it, and we are just going to put art front and center in your face. So that is aerialists, drag queens, singers, dancers, flash mobs, a graffiti artist, projectionists. It's truly every type of art in one party.
Is this mainly local artists?
It is. Oh, it is, absolutely, because, I mean, as a local nonprofit community theater, that's who supports us most, and then, of course, owning and operating the cultural center, we have all of those types of art forms there in the building. So we just like to make them the life of the party.
There's a huge culture of art in our community that I really think is untapped, especially with a lot of people that are just now moving here.
I mean, honestly, it's insane for the size of the town.
It really is.
And not just us. I mean, we have so many collaborations with the children's chorus and the opera and the symphony, because you can't make one type of art without all the other. So it's, I love the collaboration, but too, just the sheer quality is really superb.
And people spend hours and hours on makeup and, you know, honing their craft and, you know, just some of, you know, like acrobatic things that you see some of these people do. I mean, it's just really incredible. And you get to go downtown and just be immersed in all of this, right? And walk around.
Yeah. And we don't talk about that enough, is because, you know, we're a volunteer-based organization. So it's over 1,000 volunteers every year, and it's almost 85,000 volunteer hours each year, truly just to improve the quality of life. But when you think about, okay, volunteers, theater, you think about the actors, the people that are on the stage, and God knows that they are some of the most talented people I know.
Right.
But we also have to talk about the set designers and the costumers and the lighting designers, just all of the things that make the magic happen, because obviously, nonprofit, the budgets are never huge. It's bigger than you think, but still, it's sometimes smoke and mirrors. And so it's that technical crew as well that really just brings the magic to life.
Mm. And the theme this year is Express Yourself.
It is.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. What inspired this theme this year?
Of course. So the theme is really the driving force for cabaret every year. So we've done decades, we've done countries, we've done cities, we've done musical genres, we've done holidays. It pretty much has run the gamut of everything that you can do. And so that will be the overarching theme, and then we'll have sub-themes by room. So for example, we recently did cabaret on holiday. And so every single holiday party you've ever had was in one big party divided. So with that theme, we decided this year, especially as we've rebranded the Pensacola Cultural Center to the Clark Family Cultural Center and really honing in on all those art forms, to really make the artistic expressions the centerpiece. So Express Yourself, one, because we will have a music room, we will have a dance room, we will have a digital media film room, a music room, a fashion room, photography. So we divide them all. And then, of course, by the end of the night, once you're expressing yourself, it all just gets real, real, I won't say messy, but collaborative, if you will.
Right. Yeah. It gets interesting and personal.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And that's great. I'm so glad that you have included the digital media part of this, because this is just huge now, especially, you know, everybody's seeing all this AI stuff come out, but people have been working, you know, tirelessly for years and years to create, you know, visual content and stuff like that. And I'm just so glad that you highlight those artists as well.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite part of cabaret?
Oh, goodness. Mm. Honestly, it's the evolution for me. Mm. Because the planning committee is great and the themes are fantastic. But to see how we can mix it up every year, because on the surface, sure, it's a fundraiser, but it's the biggest party in Pensacola. So, I mean, you're going to have your DJs and your live bands, and it's a really good time. But to see how we can take that and grow that, but still really making the purpose behind the party be celebrating art. And let me tell you, if you haven't been, for those who have been, you're just giggling and nodding as you listen, art can party.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like a good art party, I'm telling you. I've been in music my whole life. I grew up a musician, and luckily I've got to attend a lot of events that I normally wouldn't have been able to, and I've seen some fantastic art over my decades. And this is going to be, let's remind everybody where this is going to be held. This is going to be at the Clark Family Cultural Center on Jefferson Street.
Absolutely. All which many of you will know is Pensacola Little Theater, and that's great too. Same place.
Yep. That's April 6th, cabaret. Tickets, anything like that? How do people get involved? How do they get their tickets to this?
Absolutely. So we are completely gratefully sold out of sponsorship tickets, but we do have some general admission tickets left, which don't let that deter you, because it's still, that's the normal party that people have gotten for 20 years. And we've done now a little bit of an elevated experience for our sponsors as well. I would say that we probably have 50, maybe 60 tickets left before we hit max capacity. And this is all inclusive. So April the 6th, it starts at 7:30, but we will have fantastic catering, 6 open bar venues, indoor, outdoor. So, I mean, you get the biggest bang for your artistic.
Right. You're not going to wait in line for a drink.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely.
I love that you've taken care of that as well, because that's always a kind of a big bummer, you know, when you waste half the party waiting to get an hors d'oeuvre or a drink.
It's true. And that's kind of the premise for why we do cabaret, because of nonprofit fundraisers. And we do a plethora of fundraisers, but this one is the one. Once you've bought your ticket, because it's a $150 ticket, once you're there, not only is it all-inclusive, but we're also just not going to nickel and dime you. Because, trust me, we have those fundraisers too, but there's no paddle raise, there's no sit-down chicken dinner. It is truly just meant to be one unforgettable night for you that then funds an entire year of arts programming for us.
Wow. And this funding, does it go just to Pensacola Little Theater or just any program?
So it's Pensacola Little Theater specific. So we do a fall fundraiser that specifically benefits our education program. But this one is totally for the productions. So we have some of the lowest ticket prices in town. And our budget, let's say, is about $150,000 each year for putting on the productions.
Okay.
And I think that people often have the misconception, okay, little theater, theater for little people, probably little budgets.
Or for kids, or, yeah.
And we have those, but we run the gamut of something for everyone. We've got an adult series, we've got a downright dirty series, of course, something for the kids.
Yep.
But let's say we're doing Mary Poppins. The sheer rights before we build a set or a costume, those legal rights to do it, easily $35,000, $45,000. No one sees that. And, you know, then we have to go make all the magic happen. So, I mean, that could easily be an $80,000 production.
Wow.
And so fundraisers like Cabaret, they help us not only make those things happen, it also helps keep the ticket prices down. And we learned this throughout the years, because we've been around since 1936, but especially during COVID, more than anything, more than the beautiful performances that we'll have, it's having the opportunity to let these volunteers express themselves, which obviously ties back to the theme, but so that's what this will fund.
Yeah. And if you, you know, spend your time and money on admission, you're not only helping the arts, you're helping other people experience the arts at a price that, you know, is affordable for them. So that's amazing. This all is just synergy working here, and it's going to be a great event. We're going to talk some more about a big renovation that you guys have gone under.
Yes.
And of course, if you have questions or comments, let us know. My guest this morning, Sid Williams-Heath, the CEO of Pensacola Little Theater. Our number here is 437-1620. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th Anniversary Sales Event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit is PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about bridge, barge, and ship safety with Clark Merritt. He is the director of the Port of Pensacola, especially after what happened yesterday with the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the Port of Baltimore. Talked about the brand new God Bless the USA Trump Bible being produced in conjunction with Lee Greenwood. Also, the ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody joined us for a segment to talk about what the board did yesterday at their meeting and the city of Milton thinking about hiring an assistant city manager. All on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for being here with me this morning. My guest in the studio is Sid Williams Heath. He's the CEO of our Pensacola Little Theater. We're talking about Cabaret coming up on April 6th. It's going to be downtown on Jefferson Street at the Clark Family Cultural Center, which you know it as Pensacola Little Theater, starting around 7:30 p.m. and going until, well, whenever you're partied out. If you have any questions or comments today, let us know. We'll get those questions answered right here on the show with Sid. Over 1,000 volunteers come together, and this fundraiser funds an entire year of shows led by very talented volunteer artists, and Cabaret is definitely no exception to that. There's going to be so much there, it's going to be hard to take it all in that short amount of time. Sid, we mentioned earlier before the break about this $6 million renovation that you guys have been going under. Let's talk about that a little bit. What's happening at the PLT?
Absolutely, and that's one of the exciting perks for Cabaret this year. It may be exciting for them, maybe a little nerve-wracking for me, is that the paint may still be wet, but you're going to get that behind-the-scenes preview of all those great interior renovations that have been happening. So, yeah, we reimagined the space. So it was the beginning of shutdowns, and we've just gotten a great rebranding grant from ID Group, and really just talking about, the space was empty. We had the time to reimagine, so why didn't we? So if you've been in the building, now that beautiful brick atrium transforming to a public parlor, a complete overhaul of the theater itself, a redesign of our black box venue, formulation of a new fine art gallery, relocating the box office. I mean, it's just now a state-of-the-art facility, new sound equipment. It's beautiful. So anyone who's coming to Cabaret on April 6th, you're truly going to be the first people to literally see the renovations. And let's go ahead and set that stage. It's not quite done. You may see an art piece not quite where it needs to be. But
you might not want to lean up against all the walls.
Exactly. Exactly.
Especially if you're wearing a costume or something like that.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
And then what everyone, of course, is asking about is then when is that rooftop performance venue and bar opening?
Yes.
They are already up there. So we did structural improvements over the last 3 months. And now we're getting to the fun, sexy stuff. So they're supposed to hand it back to me in November, so we will see right around foo-foo time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, of course, I'm not going to let the first impression be December, January, when it's the coldest months of the year. So we'll spend a couple months getting our final staffing together, the equipment together, but we are going to be sipping and having a good performance upstairs real soon.
We were talking about that during the break, during the commercials there. The rooftop experience is coming to Pensacola. Get ready, because a lot of places are going to start popping up with these rooftop bar scenarios, and our very own Pensacola Little Theater is bringing us one of the first.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
And the point is, it's obviously have the bar, have the view, have a good night, but we have a stage that's dedicated to be that performance venue, always having culture as a part of the mix. And then, of course, let it be a venue. Have your wedding there, have a huge shindig, a meeting there, just a good public space.
Yes. We're talking about Cabaret, the grand celebration of the arts. The theme this year is Express Yourself. It's probably going to be one of the most immersive, interactive experiences you guys have had. And you said going on 20 years now, you guys have been?
We're a little over 20.
Wow. That's amazing. That's so great. My guest this morning, Sid Williams Heath. He's the CEO of Pensacola Little Theater. Get your questions in before it's too late. Oh, we only have a few moments left. So for people just joining us, let's describe Cabaret a little bit. If somebody's just walking into Cabaret and going down the main stretch there, what likely are they to see?
Absolutely. Well, you're going to see art becoming the life of the party. So you are going to transcend through the entire building, indoor and outdoor, and wind your way through music, theater. We've got digital media, which is going to be a fun silent disco, just very glowy.
And for those who don't know what silent disco is, explain that real quick, because I feel like I'm on one right now.
I love it.
Yeah, I know.
You get your headphones. So truly, when you walk in that specific room, which that one is on the actual stage. So if you've always wanted to see what it's like to be on the stage, you'll get it.
Wow.
So we've got a DJ there, but you don't really hear anything unless you've got on the very neon fun headsets.
Okay.
So two different channels. So you'll have two different ways to dance. But so, I mean, it's a bunch of people dancing to basically nothing until you get your headphones on, which will be fun.
And it's the volume level that you want, right?
Exactly.
That is incredible. The one thing I hate is seeing a really talented DJ, but it's just so loud, and I didn't bring my earplugs, so I can't sit around for
it. You're
in
full control.
That's great. You mentioned music. This is going to be live music, right?
It's live music. So imagine going from essentially your digital rave, if you will, then to the outdoor area, which is music. So live band, orchestra, and then a myriad of other performers too. We've got sketch artists who are drawing your face on music notes. Of course, all the good catering will be outside too. We've got aerialists that will also be musically themed out there. And then you'll transition into dance, which is less digital ravey and more just traditional boom boom room, if you will.
So all right.
Drag
good.
Performers in there. Matt Powell playing DJ. So every room feels drastically different. Visual art is, as you can imagine, pop art. So you've got lots of color, which is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned catering and things like that. Culinary art is huge.
Absolutely.
I'm big into culinary art, especially the television shows, all the competition shows. What can we expect in terms of food?
Absolutely. So outside for all the general admission tickets, we've got Mike DeSorbo from Culinary Productions bringing the heat. Always does a great job. And then for our sponsor area, we've got George and Luba from Pearl and Horn. Providing some really, really delicious bites. And again, every single room has its own bar. So you've got six, maybe seven open bar venues. So you will not be waiting for that drink. And you may see an espresso yourself martini here and there.
What do they call the arts related to? Is it mixology?
Mixology.
Mixology, I would say. Because culinary arts, what would be the drink arts?
Sounds like a good craft, if you ask me.
I see what you did there. All right. All kinds of puns floating around here this morning. If you have questions or comments about Cabaret or the Pensacola Little Theater, let us know. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Me and Sid will be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express Yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including six open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I am still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming of the West Coast.
I don't know. I used to dream of the West Coast when I was a kid, but then I moved down here and I'm like, yeah, the East Coast, even the Panhandle area, it's got it going on. So yeah. I will take it.
That sugar white sand.
Oh, man. That's the best part, I think. That's the one thing that I hear mostly from people that come visit. And, you know, of course, I'm a transplant, but they're always like, I've never been on a beach that was just so white and soft sand and just pristine and clean. So very proud of that. Thank you, everyone that keeps our beaches clean. My guest this morning, Sid Williams Heath. He's the CEO of our Pensacola Little Theater. We're talking about Cabaret coming up on April 6th downtown on Jefferson Street at the Clark Family Cultural Center. It's going to start about 7:30 p.m. and go until the cows come home. Cabaret is a great celebration of the arts. You're going to see everything there that you could possibly imagine. Live music, food, drinks. There's going to be a bar in every room. It's going to be amazing. Sid, tell us about what's coming up in June. You got another great production coming?
Absolutely. So for the first time on our stage, we are producing Rent, which is going...
It's amazing.
It's actually funny because we're going to have this brand new, beautiful theater, and then we're going to make the set look like a junkyard. But, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
The antithesis there.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, truly, probably one of the biggest casts, biggest sets, biggest budget that we'll ever have. So it's certainly going to do the new theater justice. It starts on June the 7th. It'll go basically the whole month through the 23rd. Our artistic director, Kathy Holsworth, is directing that. So you know it is going to be a big, dramatic time. And things like Cabaret directly fund that. So we hope that you'll come celebrate with us on April 6th and then come see the drama again on the 7th of June.
And tickets for Cabaret, go visit PensacolaLittleTheater.com/Cabaret, and you'll find all the information there, pictures and videos from past years. We're going on over 20 years of this, and it's just going to be incredible. Don't miss out on this experience. Sid, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure, Drake. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.